Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you had us in mind when you birthed us from our mother's wombs and the days ordained for us written, Lord, days of salvation. You knew you would call us out of darkness into your marvelous light and into the day of the Lord. And so we thank you, Father God. We know the Spirit is with us and the Spirit and keeps us enlightened. So we have the same spirit of faith as you that is written so that we can know what is really given to us. So thank you, Father God, for the encouragement today relevant to the day of salvation in you, in Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious saints. We're looking at Hebrews now to see what we have, because we just come nicely. The last message last week was Flo, where Flo said and shared there, we need to come out of the world, come out of being unequally yoked to unbelievers. And that's where we were. And that's because of our environment and our surroundings, we became the people we were. But praise God, Jesus has called us out. He's called us out to bear much fruit, and he's washed us and he's cleansed us now. And it's now about staying in the day, pushing on into the kingdom by the leadings of the Holy Spirit. So this is why we're going through this chapter now, because we've been told we need to come out so that God can be our Father, Jesus can be our big brother, and we can flow in the power of the Holy Spirit. So now we've seen, been encouraged what we have, what's been made available. And we'll start off in Hebrews 12, verse 2.
We look away from the natural realm and we focus our attention and expectation onto Jesus, who birthed faith within us and who leads us forward into faith's perfection. His example is this. Because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his, he endured the agony of the cross and conquered its humiliation, and now sits exalted at the right hand of the throne of God.
Hallelujah. So here we see Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So it's so important, and learning the lessons he showed us, and it's so beautiful also to know, you know, we all come in as children, babes, and then we start growing and we start putting the word into practice and overcome the evil one and we move into sonship. So we saw that walk with Jesus. And so for the joy set before him, he always listened to, called on the Lord, spoke to, and got leading from his Father. And then he overcame. And then ultimately on earth here, we saw him pay for our sins, take away our sins as far as the east is from the west. And the beautiful motivation here was for the joy set before him. And that included the world, included us, because we play a part in the restoration process. So, yeah, so this is a reality. We come out of the world, we must now stick to Jesus. And as it started off, it's not, we're reading the TPT, I like this translation. You do all the other translation, all these other years I've been going through the different translations, and now you get this one, it's like fresh manna, and it's beautiful because it's also by the Spirit of God. And we look away from the natural man, we've taken out of natural man, and we've become spiritual men. Now he's renewed us, we're born again, and we now need to set our mind on things above, not on this earth, because our life is hid with Christ in God. We are part of the family, and we'll see more of this now as we go on. And if we go back to verse 1 as well, we are now got a great cloud of witnesses around us, you know, and we're going to see these witnesses. And it's the Old Testament guys that believe, that's the foundation we built on, and that's what we have come to. And then the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the church of the firstborn, that's the prophets of old and the New Testament disciples, and then those that have passed on as born again believers, and also the angels. They enjoy a celebration. We're going to see that now. And they are there to serve us that inherited eternal life. So whatever the Lord leads us into, the angels are there to to help, because that's relevant to kingdom, relevant to the day of the Lord, what has become available in Jesus. Okay, let's go to the next reading, my sweetie.
Verse 5, and have you forgotten his encouraging words spoken to you as his children? He said, my child, don't underestimate the value of the discipline and training of the Lord God, or get depressed when he has to correct you.
Amen. So, yeah, and it goes on to say, just as parents corrected us for a short while for our benefits, God corrects us now so we can partake of his holiness. So what is correction about in the kingdom of God, in the day of the Lord? It's being disciples. We see it's disciples that God raised up in the Old Testament. We see them also sticking close to God, listening to God. And then when Jesus came, he showed us disciples. One of the most important things he'd done was getting these disciples, training them up, because after the price had been paid, he worked with them with powerful signs and wonders. So they said, reveal the goodness that was made available. And therefore, it's so important for us to be dedicated, disciplined followers of Jesus. Amen. Okay, next one, must read it.
Verse 8 is also about the correction. We all should welcome God's discipline as the validation of authentic sonship. For if we have never once endured his correction, it only proves we are strangers and not sons.
Amen. Sons are led by the Spirit. So you need to just stay in his leading, in his correction, in his teachings, because you know he's got the best in mind for you, your family, and your neighborhood, South Africa, Africa, and the world.
Verse 10 also carries on. Our parents corrected us for the short time of our childhood, as it seemed good to them. But God corrects us throughout our lives for our own good, giving us an invitation to share his holiness.
Amen. So don't despise this day, the day of salvation, but working together with the Lord, our labor will not be in vain. It will be to our gain and to the gain of our family, our nation, South Africa, Africa, and the world.
Verse 12, so be made strong even in your weakness by lifting up your tired hands in prayer and worship, and strengthen your weak knees.
Amen. Why must you strengthen your weak knees? Because you've got a walk, you've got a path. It actually starts off right in the beginning, and that there's this path now, a predetermined, predestined path, and you need to stay on that path. So, yeah, so arise and shine, awake, O sinner, and Christ will give you light.
Amen. Number 14, in every relationship, be swift to choose peace over competition and run swiftly toward holiness, for those who are not holy will not see the Lord.
Amen. Other translations, pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which you won't see the Lord. So we pursue peace because we've come out of the confusion. The works of Satan and our environment was the opposite to what we have now in Jesus. Amen. That was night. Now we are in the light. Now we pursue peace. Pursue peace with God, first of all, draw close to him, and then getting the light, as he's in the light, we then walk in the light. Amen.
Verse 22, by contrast, we have already come near to God in a totally different realm, the Zion realm, for we have entered the city of the living God, which is the new Jerusalem in heaven.
Other translation says we have come. As to the contrast, you saw how he came in the Old Testament and everyone was fearful. This is something to rejoice in. This is something to take hold of. And guys, I've been a Christian for a long time. And from being born again, coming into the kingdom, we got Bible readings at Elion, the first ministry that I woke up to the foundations and the beauty. And we had Bible readings. And whenever I didn't read those Bible readings for the day, I felt the lack. So since then, I've been doing Bible readings, and it's now nearly 40 years. And this, what we're coming to now, it's just amazing that for all those years, I never saw this. I knew certain realities. Like that once I got born again, we were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. But I never saw this beautiful chapter that I'm sharing with you now, where you've seen the boundary lines, you've seen the beauty. I've also took hold of the reality. I died with him, I buried with him, not just me, we've been raised with him and seated in heavenly places. This is waking up to the reality now of what we have in heavenly places. And this is God's word, guys. We've got to believe it as God's word and receive it. Our mind, it's hard to take hold of and see it in the natural. You've got to just believe it because God said it. He wrote it. He said it. You believe it, and then you'll start opening your eyes later. So he says, we have come to Mount Zion. So suddenly, the scriptures of Mount Zion, come to Mount Zion, and you know this is the kingdom now. You'll see this later on where it speaks about these are different words to the kingdom. This is different words to the realities of what you have come to, not going to come. You have come to it, and yes, you're going to grow in it and experience much more in it, but you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Amen. Where God dwells, and this is what the things he desires and he longs for. And then it says, and to the heavenly Jerusalem. So suddenly all those wonderful scriptures, like in Revelation, speaking about the kingdom, we already come there. And as we stay in there, that's when we are seeing the light as we need to see it, not just looking in the natural realm, tapping into the spirit. And then you also, every tear has been wiped away as you stay with the Lord. So we have come to Mount Zion, come to the city of the living God. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, and we will see this is the kingdom of God. Amen. And now
we have joined the festival gathering of myriad of angels in their joyous celebration. And as members of the Church of the Firstborn, all our names have been legally registered as citizens of heaven, and we have come before God, who judges all and who lives among the spirits of the righteous who have been made perfect in his eyes.
Amen. You're so beautiful. Can you see, guys, underline that we have come to? Amen. This is the reality. This is what we've got to set our minds on. Set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because your life is hid with Christ in God. You've got this. Amen. This is what the goodness of God in Jesus has brought to us. Amen. This has been in the day now and not in the night. And it says so beautiful. We come to the joyful gathering of the angels. Isn't it beautiful? We got all these wonderful angels that's joyful. Why are they joyful? They're joyful for the new covenant. They had to go through the darkness that came in through Adam's fall. But now God has made everything new in Christ Jesus. The devils, the disobedient angels with the demons have been put out. And now you just got the heavenly, obedient, beautiful angels that are part of this kingdom now. And I like what the word says here. They enjoy a celebration. Now, joy, you see in the readings that followed now, our names are written in heaven. Amen. And Jesus says to his disciples, rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you here on earth, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Can we see the angels are rejoicing in this path, this plan, this goodness God has got there for our lives? So they play a part in this day. They play a part in this kingdom realities that we are now in. And we are the church of the firstborn. You know, all our other obedience and slotting in here and slotting in there, it's all because we have been called out. We are the church of the firstborn. We are the spirit of just men made perfect. And so it's just so wonderful just to embrace these realities, guys. This is our realities in the kingdom, in the day. And because we have come out of the night and we are now in the day in Jesus, verse in the Father.
Amen. 24, and we have come to Jesus who established a new covenant with his blood sprinkled upon the mercy seat. Blood that continues to speak from heaven. Forgiveness, a better message than Abel's blood that cries from the earth, justice. Make very sure that you never refuse to listen to God when he speaks. For the God who spoke on earth from Sinai is the same God who now speaks from heaven. Those who heard him speak his living word on earth found nowhere to hide. So what chance is there for us to escape if we turn our backs on God and refuse to hear his warnings as he speaks from heaven?
Amen. So here we see that Jesus in John 17, he prays about his disciples that they not be taken off this earth, but they be protected. And how are they protected? By his word. Amen. By his truth, the truth. And now we've got the true shepherd, and this true shepherd speaks to us. And as the word just said now, that we must listen to him, because there is blessings. And if you're not going to listen, there's consequences. You don't want to be a disobedient child. You want to be a beloved child that's obedient. So you're listening to him. He's speaking now in the kingdom, and we are in the kingdom so that we can be in tune with him and develop on schedule. Amen.
Verse 26. The earth was rocked at the sound of his voice from the mountain. But now he has promised, once and for all, I will only shake the systems of the world, but also the unseen powers in the heavenly realm. Now this phrase, once and for all, clearly indicates the final removal of things that are shaking. That is the old order. So only what is unshakable will remain.
Amen. So Jesus went up into heaven. He put the devil and his angels out of there. Heaven has been cleansed. Heaven is beautiful. Heaven, it's what we are partaking of now, is the kingdom of God. We've come to the God, the judge of all. And here we see we have come to Jesus. And so we listen to Jesus. And this kingdom, as we pray in our Father's prayer, is coming on earth as it is in heaven. We've got a lovely, wonderful picture of it in Isaiah 11. And that is the reality of how it was at the beginning, before the fall. God hasn't changed his mind. He's bringing it back. And we play a part when we are born again and we are obedient, disciplined followers. We play a part in this kingdom. So it's so wonderful to know that the angels are a part of this kingdom. The Father is a part of the kingdom. The church is the firstborn. They are all the great cloud of witnesses. That's with the Old Testament guys and the New Testament guys and apostles now. And we have got a part. And now it goes on 28, must read it.
Since we are receiving our right to an unshakable kingdom, we should be extremely thankful and offer God the purest worship that delights his heart as we lay down our lives in absolute surrender, filled with awe, for our God is a holy, devouring fire.
Amen. It says, unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. And if you light your own fire, you're going to lie down in torment. I'm quoting Isaiah 50 from 4 to 11. You must read that. That speaks about living this faith life as well. So we bring about the purest worship where we stay in tune and we listen. It was our lives have been given as dedicated to the plan and the purpose and the love of God. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.